Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning. Good afternoon, Richmond. It's 12 noon and I'm AWOD here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the most football talk in town. And on Mondays, we recap all the sports action from Capital Ale House here in Innsbruck. Come on down, grab a beer, and check out the show. Take an extended lunch break on a Monday. You deserve it. It is Monday, October 20th. We are live and local on The Fan from 12 to 3 p.m. And at 3 p.m., Burger Night begins. Back like it never left, back and better than before here at Capital Ale House. Grab a burger for $2.95 or a bacon and beer cheese like I like to do for $3.95. That's Burger Night at Capital Ale House. I'm in Innsbruck. You can come to Midlothian or downtown as well, starting at 3 p.m. here on Mondays. I'm Adam Epstein. This is AWOD Radio, Richmond's home for the Commanders. And yes, this is a misery Monday. It sucks, and there's so much to talk about. I think starting with the health of our quarterback one, the health of our starting quarterback, Jaden Daniels, once again injured. This season has been screwed by injuries. But I guess my initial reaction to the loss, and we want to take your phone calls throughout the show today, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. My initial reaction to the loss is we are not who we thought we were. We are not contenders. We are pretenders. We are not who we thought we were. This is an older roster that looks like it's on its last leg. The young guys don't look like they're ready to play yet. We have holes all over the defense, not enough playmakers on offense, and it's a roster that just is not good enough to compete for a division championship, obvious by the loss to the Cowboys. A playoff berth seems to be in jeopardy, and we're just definitely not ready to compete for a Super Bowl. We are not who we thought we were. And we all need to come to that realization. I did yesterday when I watched the Cowboys rout the Commanders 44-22. We were carried by an incredible rookie quarterback last year, but he's not himself. He's not fully healthy. And that showed on Sunday, and now we're awaiting MRI results. We'll break it down and react throughout the show today. Richmonders, give us your thoughts. Call AWOD, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. Tweet us at AWOD Radio or at 910 The Fan. But you know how we like to start the show, by catching you up on anything you might have missed around the sports world with the sports app.
Here it is, everybody.
Clearly, this is the future.
Stats, scores, highlights.
Whoa, are you serious?
Wi-Fi plus 3G, 64K. This one.
The sports app.
Dallas gets the ball first, and the defense gets off to another slow start, giving up a 5-play, 66-yard drive. It's 7-0 Cowboys. After a 3-and-out, the Commanders get their best defensive play of the game and maybe of the season. Daron Payne brings down the Cowboys in the end zone. That's a safety. That's 2 points on the board, and Washington would get the ball back. Jaden Daniels would put together a 7-play, 65-yard drive, and he would find Zach Ertz for this tutty. Let's take a listen to the call.
Jaden's got Jeremy McNichols to his right, two wide receivers to the left, looks that way, scans back, running out of time, dancing, throws back to the end zone, wide open at the goal line, it is caught, touchdown! Touchdown, Washington! Zach Ertz!
So after an awful start, Washington has a lead. They need their defense to get a stop. They can't. Field goal is good by Brandon Aubrey. It's 10-8 Dallas. Again, another three and out. Just these first quarters this season have been filled with three and outs. It's so frustrating. But again, you're relying on your defense to get a stop. That would not be the case. Dak Prescott, middle of the field, wide open, CeeDee Lamb. It's a one-play, 74-yard drive with this touchdown to Lamb.
Was there mistakes too, London? You know, fourth and three, they were going to go for it, had a false start, and then a drop by Zach Ertz on the last drive. Ends up in a punt for Washington. First and 10 for Dallas, and Dak wants it all again. Throws to the middle of the field, caught CeeDee Lamb in between defenders. They knock each other down, and CeeDee Lamb is going to walk into the end zone for a Dallas touchdown. That is a 74-yard Dak Prescott to CeeDee Lamb score.
After a pair of punts and a Dallas field goal to go up 20-8, Washington would engineer a 7-play, 68-yard drive to make it 15-20 with, what, a minute and 11 seconds left? Maybe less. 45 seconds left on the clock. Dallas only up by 5. Washington's going to get the ball to start the second half, but they give up a 4-play, 72-yard touchdown drive in 35 seconds. It was an incredible 21 seconds as the Cowboys went pretty much the length of the field. That touchdown felt like it was all she wrote right there. And then we start the second half, and it gets worse. Jaden Daniels fumbles and gets injured on this play. Here is the call on the fan.
Play clock's down to 5, and the referees finally allow Jaden the time to snap it. From a pistol look, first and 10, he gets it. Looking left, pumps, lost the ball, came out of his arms, and that's a turnover, a fumble. Jaden pumped right, and as he was cocking his arm back, the ball just came out of his arms and is recovered by Dallas.
And he did not return to the game after that play. Marcus Mariota would come in, try to do a little Mariota magic. The ball's going the other way. Here's the call on the fan.
3rd and 6 at the Cowboys 38-yard line. McNichols on to the right of Mariota in relief of Jaden Daniels, who injured his hamstring earlier in the quarter. Here's a snap to Mariota. Pressure right up the middle. Mariota gets away from it. Pulled from behind on his jersey. Buys time. Throws it up, and that's picked off. And it's being run the other way. That is Deron Bland. Tyler Biadasz gave it his best to try to catch him. He won't. He's gone. Pick 6, Dallas.
Pick 6 taken to the house by Bland. That was all she wrote. Cowboys 44, Washington 22. I'll give you my 10 takeaways at 1 p.m. on the Richmond Commander. We'll bring on Denton Day to get his thoughts at 12:30. Let's continue with some of the great action from the National Football League yesterday. So the Commander's next opponent is the Kansas City Chiefs. The Chiefs are back. Mahomes slings 3 touchdowns as they blank the Raiders 31-0. Here's Mahomes finding Rice.
But you have no timeouts.
I would act. You have to throw it.
He looks left, throws left, and it is caught by Rice for his second touchdown.
And the Chiefs would win easily. All right, let's go to the Broncos game against the New York Giants. The Broncos were being blanked through the first 3 quarters of this game. But they score 33 points in the 4th quarter to come back and win by 1. Here is the game-winning field goal, and it's good.
The rookie will hold it. Will Lutz. 39-yard field goal for the win. He got it! Denver has won!
Over to Sunday Night Football, and Bijan Robinson and Michael Penix taking on Mac Jones and Christian McCaffrey. I thought that Michael Penix was really bad in this game here, and I think he cost his team a game that they probably could have won. It's not like the 49ers blew them out. They weren't terrific offensively, but they did just enough, and McCaffrey gets into the end zone to seal the win. Here is the call on Sunday Night Football.
The best running back here, probably McCaffrey, to get the gifts. They close it out. And here he is on the run inside. Pushing the pile.
Move move over to college football here on the Sports app. And we'll start with Friday Night Lights. It has been fantastic Friday Night Football in the ACC. Louisville upsets Miami, one of many, I believe it was eight top 25 teams that took L's over the weekend. This from Friday night, Carson Beck threw, I believe, four interceptions. This one cost them the game.
And Beck will throw, gets rid of it quickly, and it is almost picked off. It is! It's intercepted! T.J. Capers looked like it was tipped at the line, and Beck throws his fourth pick of the game, and that one was a killer.
Miami no longer atop of the ACC. Georgia Tech got a win over Duke, so they continue to remain unbeaten in the ACC. But how about UVA? This one, a non-conference game. Washington State came to Scott Stadium. Cam Ross gets into the end zone and evens the score at 7.
And this is a run play. This is Ross to the end zone.
UVA comes back from down by 10 points. They erase the 10-point deficit, tie the game at 20, and they get a huge defensive stop, stand, and 2 points on a safety to get the ball back, and Jamari Taylor would run the clock out. Let's take a listen to the call.
Third down, biggest play of the night. And Taylor with a first down that could put this one on ice.
Let's continue with the top 25 matchups from the weekend. We already mentioned Louisville shocks Miami. Nebraska, Georgia outlasts Ole Miss 43-35. Alabama took down number 11 Tennessee 37-20. And in this one, it was a 99-yard pick six to the house. Let's take a listen to the call.
And it's a play action pass, and it's intercepted. Xavien Brown with one man who can catch him. Xavien Brown all the way. Touchdown.
Number 22, Memphis loses to UAB. BYU got by. Number 23, Utah, 24-21. Notre Dame just handed USC and L 34-24. And one of the best upsets, the story of college football the last few seasons, his name is Diego Pavia. And he has been leading Vanderbilt to victories for 2 years now in games that they should not win. Last year, it was over Alabama. This weekend, it was over number 10, LSU. Yeah, big win. Pavia to the house on a 21-yard run. Let's take a listen to the call.
Another first down for Vandy. Pressure off the edge. He steps up, and now he's going to run for the end zone and score. Diego Pavia.
We'll bring on Hokie Steve at 2 p.m. He was at the Ole Miss-Georgia game, just probably the best game of the weekend from college football. It was back and forth, Georgia. Like I said, outlasted Ole Miss 43-35. We'll get his take on that at 2 p.m. Also talk Hokies athletics with Hokie Steve. We close out the Sports app with October baseball. Major League Baseball on the Fan. And the Blue Jays stay alive to force a Game 7. Yes, Game 7. The best two words in sports. It was Vlad Guerrero Jr. going yard. Let's take a listen to the call.
It's 1-1 to Guerrero. He's walked to left field. Forget about it.
Gone. A solo home run. His sixth homer of the postseason. That is a Blue Jays franchise record. And they would win in Game 6 to force a Game 7 that will be taking place tonight. Yes, get in front of your television for this one. And we know the World Series is set to start on Friday, but it's going to be either the Mariners or the Blue Jays on Friday facing off in the World Series. Yes, I cannot wait. It's going to be a good one tonight. They are awaiting the Dodgers. Yes, the Dodgers got past the Brewers easily, 4-0. And we should mention how Shohei Ohtani did something that's never been done in baseball, pretty much never been done in sports, how good he was over the weekend. That was from Friday night. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to A-Wad Radio. here with college basketball news on the sports app. Villanova 70, VCU 51. I got to be on the call for that one pregame and halftime. I'll give you my thoughts later on the show today. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back on The Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Percy Butler grabbing the ball at the one straddling the goal line. They're going to start with a run play right up the middle. He's at the goal line. Deron Payne has grabbed Javonte Williams. Is that a safety? It's right at the goal line. Let's see what the referees say. They're standing on the goal line. That's a safety. Yes. It is. Safety for Washington. Deron Payne makes the first big play for the defense.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the Commanders, and we are broadcasting live from Capitol Ale House here in Innsbruck. So you just heard the call, as heard yesterday on 910 The Fan, the safety by Deron Payne. And look, that was after another slow start, though, right? Five plays, gave up a touchdown. Offense comes in three and out. And then, all right, we have a lifeline with a safety and then a touchdown, and we took a lead 8-7. And then just pretty much depressing for the next 2.5 hours of that one. Dallas wins 44-22. They move to 3-3-1 because they have that tie from against the Packers this year. Washington now below 500, 3-4 on the season. Joining us right now on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline, it's Michael Phillips for a little Commanders crosstalk on The Fan.
If I could just have your attention.
It's Crosstalk with Adam Epstein and Michael Phillips on The Fan. It's like that one 90s movie that everybody loved. What's the name of that movie? It's not Crosstalk, but it sounds like Crosstalk. It's Crosstalk on The Fan. Oh, Face Off with Travolta and Nick Cage. But this is Crosstalk.
Michael, let's start with Jaden's injury. What are you hearing as the latest?
Nothing this morning. He's in the MRI tube, Adam, and I think Dan Quinn will release those results at his afternoon press conference, which is scheduled for 3:30 p.m. So, of course, you'll hear that during Grant and Danny on The Fan here. But I'm cautiously optimistic that he'll be fine long term, although anytime you're dealing with a hamstring, there's a lot of worry. As you know, these things can linger, and it's coming on the heels of the other knee. You got a quarterback who makes his name by running and now has two legs that you're going to need to guard. This isn't great.
No, and it does kind of feel like he got injured previously before that play. He was hobbling a little bit on a run a few plays before that, and then, you know, even though he got hurt, he also dropped the ball on that play. I mean, what did you see from Jaden Daniels in that moment there?
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, one of the things I want to point out is this has nothing to do with how you feel about him as a running quarterback, right? This shouldn't trigger any debates. Should he run? Is he running too much? Dude was straight in the pocket. It was like 2 seconds after the snap. Like, this was purely about he didn't get the protection he needed. A dude came flying at him. And, you know, the quarterback's job is protection, so certainly he's part of this discussion. But to me, whether he runs or doesn't run, that play happens to anybody. That play happens to any pocket quarterback in that situation as well. So I think that's an important factor here. But, yeah, you watched it twist there, and that's, man, you can do all the flexibility drills you want, but when a guy gets you like that, it's a cringe for everybody. And, you know, kudos to him for running off the field, giving the thumbs up. But I think today, after the swelling goes down, is when we'll find out just how bad this thing is.
What do you think the conversations were like on the sidelines with the training staff and Jaden, and how that was reported to Dan Quinn? Like, if this was a playoff game, would you have seen Jaden return?
I wonder about that, too. And certainly it felt out of hand when he left and Marcus Mariota throws the interception. And that was kind of all she wrote. The rest of it was just running out the clock for both sides. James said he wanted to come in. DQ said Jaden wanted to come in but wasn't cleared. I want to believe the doctors would have not cleared him in a playoff situation as well, knowing the long-term damage that can do. But obviously that's a hypothetical. I appreciate that the doctors held him out for the Oakland game or for the Raiders game, right? Like, those are tough decisions to make. I'm glad these doctors feel empowered to make them, because that's how functional organizations are run.
All right, so we will hear from Dan Quinn about 3:30 today with the latest on Jaden Daniels. I kind of think he's going to say it's one of those wait-and-see situations and we won't get another update until Wednesday. Vegas doesn't believe to think Jaden will return, as it's a 9.5-point spread for Monday Night Football, Washington at Kansas City. But let's get to the team outside of Jaden. At 3-4, and the way we looked on Sunday, which was awful, this is, we've got to change something territory. Would you agree?
Oh, and Dan Quinn agrees, right? He said we're going to look at everything this week, and I think he's going to look at it top to bottom. One more point on Jaden, though. If we get a wait and see, that's a good outcome, because a bad outcome today would be he's on IR, we'll talk to you in 4 weeks. So if it's a we'll wait and see, that's a good outcome, because that means they're not putting him on IR and they're going to keep evaluating him throughout the week. Even if he misses the Chiefs game, still a good outcome to not go on IR. Dan Quinn was blunt after the game. I'm gonna look at everything. We have to be better. Things have to change. A lot of people are calling for Joe Witt's head. I get that. I don't think it's going to change anything. I think you look at Ron Rivera, Adam, he let Jack Del Rio call that defense however he wanted. That's not how it works here. Joe Witt is running Dan Quinn's defense, so I don't think anything would majorly change if Dan Quinn had the headset. That said, I've got my fix. I want Marshawn Lattimore out of there. I think he's symbolic of what's going on here. And I think, to me, that would be the logical thing to do.
I mean, you just think about the deep passes he gave up, and then he even runs into his own teammate in Quan Martin on the 74-yard touchdown to CeeDee Lamb. I just wonder what the game would have looked like if Marshawn Lattimore was out and it was Noah I playing for him or anybody else, quite frankly. So I'm with you on Lattimore. But I do want Joe Witt Jr. down from the booth. I've never been a fan. What are you watching from there? You're watching from the heavens as Dallas brings us to hell. I mean, it was awful. So I want the defensive coordinator on the field. I want him to feel that juice, as Tom Brady used to talk about on the broadcast yesterday. I want him to talk to the players. I want him to try to make a difference from the field. We are at do something now territory, make a change. I'm with you on Lattimore, but I do want Joe Witt Jr. down from the booth.
I got no issues with that. Do something. Yeah, well put. It's time to do something. The slow starts, they went to Los Angeles early, didn't work, we're still starting slow. You're just in do something territory. It doesn't matter what it is, you've got to do. If that's Witt coming down from the booth, great. If that's something else, great. you just got to do something, Adam, because that right there, and going to play the Chiefs too on a Monday night, man, this is a brutal stretch for these guys. And, you know, this is still a team that very much has playoff ambitions at 3-4. They're not out of it, but it gets late early in the NFL, and a couple more losses, we're going to be singing a different tune.
Yeah, I'm interested in your philosophy on coaching from the booth rather than from the sidelines. Obviously, you know, my perspective's a little different from just watching the game last night, and I know Matt Eberflus was a doofus as a head coach, but he's on the field getting everybody fired up, and his defense is getting stops and making a difference, and this was one of the worst defenses in football, but man, did they come to play with him there. And so that's kind of why I'm so frustrated watching Joe Witt Jr. just like looking up from a top there, and nothing's going right.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's a game changer. I think it's just a little thing you can do to give some juice, like you mentioned, right? Get everybody fired up. And it's a statement too to everybody. Things are changing. We're going to do things differently. It's a lot like the ping pong table, right? You have a ping pong table in the locker room. You're on a losing streak. You got to take it out. We're getting serious. You don't have a ping pong table. You're on a losing streak. We're putting a ping pong table in. Guys got to relax, right? Like, I don't think there's a business case to be made that one is better than the other. I think this is more about communicating things are not right here, and things are going to change until things get right, and this is an easy thing to change that could change the mood, change the tone, and different teams respond to different things. And if this team responds to him being on the field, get him on the field. Let's do this.
Yeah, I mean, you covered this league longer than I have, Michael. Marshawn Lattimore is getting torched. Joe Witt Jr.,
yeah.
Can he even talk to Lattimore through a headset? Like, is he passing a message? Hey, we've got to change something. Like, he should have gone up to Lattimore, grabbed him in the chest, and said, sit your ass on the bench, you're done. Like, that's why I don't want him in the booth anymore.
Yeah, I don't want Lattimore on the field either. Yeah, you tell somebody to do it on the sideline. I don't care how it gets done. To me, that's job one. You can't just watch that week in and week out and be like, yeah, that's fine. Let's stick with that. I don't care how many Pro Bowls he went to. I don't care how talented he is in practice. That right there is exemplifying what's wrong with this defense. You've got a guy who's melting down out there after he allows that catch to Pickens in what was arguably the worst drive of the season for these guys. The offense scores. It's a 5-point game. I'm feeling good. You're probably feeling good. And then the air just comes fully out of the balloon in 22 seconds.
Yeah, I mean, the worst drive of the last 10 years, and by far the worst defensive drive of the Dan Quinn era. You know, a lot of the fan base didn't feel like we were going to have a chance to win with how powerful their offense was and the fact that we were without McLaurin, Noah Brown, and Deebo Samuel. And I got into a fight with callers and then Linnell Willingham about the job Adam Peters has done. I know everybody feels terrible after a loss, but to me, this is the players' fault, not making plays. I'm still backing general manager Adam Peters. What do you say?
I mean, you're going to have some misses along the way. Lattimore was a miss, but I've said this on my show. You had to try, right? Jaden was so good. You had to try to do something, and I think that was important for these guys is how can we try as hard as possible to build a great team around Jaden Daniels this year while he's still in his rookie contract window. Some of the moves didn't work. It's hard. It's hard when you don't have the draft capital, the years of bringing guys in and developing them. You know, I'm not mad at Adam Peters. He was in a tough spot. He tried as good as he could. This team's just not it, though, defensively.
Yeah. We are not who we thought we were. We are pretenders, Michael.
Yeah, that's well put. And what do you do from here? You know, try to make the playoffs, try to build momentum. But also acknowledge it's a long slog from here, too.
That's Michael Phillips, MP on the mic, can be heard from 10 to 12 noon. I'm 12 to 3 here on The Fan, broadcasting live from Capitol Ale House here in Innsbruck. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
From there, here's a snap to Prescott, looking left, right, back in the middle, running out of time. This time Jacob Martin is going to pull him down the 35-yard line, and a sack for the Commanders defense.
Yeah, this it starts with the comeback.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. now at 105.1 FM. It's Burger Night, back like it never left, back and better than before here Mondays at Capital Ale House. Come on down, grab a beer, and check out the show. We're here till 3 p.m., and 3 p.m. is when Burger Night begins. You can get a cheeseburger for $2.95 or add bacon and beer cheese, like I like to do, for $3.95. It is a misery Monday for the Commanders. Stubb trying to keep it positive by playing a highlight of a sack. That was the one sack. Yes, Washington got one sack of Dak Prescott, and that was it in the 44-22 loss on Sunday. Joining us right now on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline from 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in Washington, D.C., it's Denton Day. What's up, Denton?
Hey, Wad, what's up, man? You know, I thought, I'm not a scorekeeper, I thought they had two sacks, but I guess the scorekeeper said that Dak Prescott got back to the line of scrimmage on one and just counted it as a regular tackle, but I thought Jacob Martin should have been awarded a sack and a half.
Well, yeah, and then you had the phantom face mask. Dallas jumped off sides about five plays in a row, but Washington was called for a false start. Look, we lost the game fair and square, but I have to bitch about the referees because it just seems like they cheat in Dallas.
I mean, the face mask call or whatever, I guess they called it roughing the passer, that was unbelievably egregious. You know, you have so many different camera angles, and the refs could literally look up and see, hey, they didn't grab the face mask here. I don't believe that anyone should be penalized because a quarterback wears their chin strap a little too loose, and that's kind of what Dak Prescott did. So I hated that one in particular. Overall, I didn't think the officiating was great, but I am in agreement with you. I don't know how much that itself mattered. I think defensively they got a lot of problems, and offensively they just couldn't get anything going yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, look, Dallas was going man-to-man, and you know, I thought they were holding on almost every single play, but we just don't have enough playmakers to break away, and whether it's Mariota or Jaden Daniels to find them, there just weren't openings on the offensive side of the ball. Defense, it's just awful to watch. Blame game here. I am blaming the players first, not the coaching staff, not the general manager. I thought the players did not make plays. They did not execute. They made mistake after mistake.
Yeah, I would blame a lot of the defensive players. I feel like would get a lot of the blame first just because it felt like that every time they needed a stop, there was no stop to be had. You know, so I think they receive a lot of the blame if we're pointing fingers. I don't really know coaching-wise what else they could have done. You know, maybe I was a little upset with Cliff Kingsbury having some good runs with Bill to the left side and then seemingly not deciding to run him to the left anymore after that until the game was out of reach in the third, I think it was third or fourth quarter, early fourth quarter. And then Bill got his like ninth carry. So I was a little upset with that, but you're right. You know, the players have to make the plays. There's only so much the coaching can do, and I just don't think the players executed yesterday.
Yeah, my opinion is Bill didn't look the same. I thought the fumbling issue messed with his vision. Jeremy McNichols and Chris Rodriguez, I thought, performed better. But defensively, I'm blaming the players, but I do want Joe Witt Jr. to get his ass down from the booth and make a difference here. I don't know what he's looking at from the booth, but I'm watching the worst defensive performance I've ever seen.
Yeah, I also just feel like him as a person is better on the sideline. I mean, if you want to talk about a guy that is a, I'm going to get in your face, but in a good, constructive, but also positive way, feels like that's Joe Witt. And that energy, I just don't think can be translated from, you know, phone to the booth to the field kind of a deal, right? Like, I want him on the sideline so he can get with his players. I think sometimes maybe he sees something that we don't see up in the booth, but I'd like him to describe that if that is the case, because I think he's just better on the sideline. Or at the very least, you need to try him on the sideline to see if that ignites a spark in the defense. We're at the point now where it should be all systems a go and try everything. I don't think there's any bad idea to make this defense right. This was a season that had championship expectations, and we are watching those wither away in front of us.
Denton Day with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. You back to the offensive side for a second. Should we make any changes to the offensive line? Connerly seems to be struggling in my mind, man.
I don't think so. I think, you know, Connerly didn't have the greatest game yesterday, but it had been a couple of weeks where I thought he was a pretty good player. So I think that's just going to come with being a rookie. I think you got to leave him out there. You know, he's also getting used to playing now next to Cosme now for the first time. They didn't get any reps in training camp. They didn't have any game reps before this weekend. So I think you just got to ride him out a little bit. I think he'll be fine. I don't think any changes on the offensive line need to be made now that Cosme's back. They seem to like Chris Paul. Chris Paul seems to be doing a really good job Biotis is fine. He's not as good, I thought, as he was at the beginning of the year last year. But I don't think any changes are going to kind of fix the issues that they're dealing with on offense, because none of the guys on offensive line are running routes.
Yeah, and speaking of making changes, like Denton Day, we sit here October 20th, Monday, just after 12:30 p.m., Washington's 3-4. Is the season over? Because it feels that way from what I'm seeing online from this fan base, and I kind of feel
that way as well. I don't think the season's over, so to speak, but I do think our expectations were sky high, and a lot of that was understandable because part of that was, or all of it almost was tied to Jaden, and Jaden was so good last year, but you've seen him in 2025, and you know, not having Terry for the entire offseason, I think, played a factor into it. We haven't seen Terry, obviously, for a majority of the season this year. His accuracy has not been as great as it was. I don't think that's an unfair criticism of him. He's still a great player. I saw idiots, I'm sure you did too, that say we should just let Marcus do it because Marcus is better right now. That's not true. Marcus Mariota is not a better option than Jaden Daniels as a quarterback. He's just not playing at a top five level. So you hope he comes back from the hamstring injury quickly, but I just think the expectations were a little too high. We got a little ahead of ourselves, and it felt like from the jump with the lack of Terry McLaurin early that there was always going to be some form of trouble.
All right, so you're staying positive. The season's not over. What is this team's record going to be during the bye week here? After we go to Kansas City, host Seattle, host Detroit, and go to Madrid to face off against the Dolphins?
Well, first and foremost, if they lose to the Dolphins, I'm going to be laying on 495 during rush hour traffic. That cannot happen. That team is booty cheeks in every sense of the word. Their quarterback sucks. Their coach sucks. So at the very least, they'll have one win. I think Seattle is a winnable game. You know, Kansas City is going to be tough. Monday is not going to be a fun day for us. They are very much back. Patrick Mahomes is back. That offense looks like it's clicking on all cylinders, and the defense that represents our colors cannot defend. So that's going to be a bloodbath, but I do feel like all of the other games, at the very least, if you're playing well, you can win those games. Because even as bad as the offense has looked over the course of a few games this year, AWOD, they still have the ability to execute. They just got to go out there and do it. So I would say by the bye week, I think they're going to have at least five wins. Potentially they get six.
I mean, I just don't see that at all. I see Kansas City scoring 40, Seattle scoring 40, Detroit scoring 50.
Do you like Sam Darnold, though? I'm not a Sam Darnold believer.
I mean, I'm not a believer of our defense against anybody. I think Daniel Jones could beat us. I think Jackson Dart could beat us. I think Jackson Dart probably would have beaten us. I think
in fairness to Daniel Jones, Daniel Jones is beating everybody.
You know,
Jones has beaten everybody this year, so I think this is not the Daniel Jones we've been accustomed to for years. I think a lot of it, let me rephrase that, they need to have Jaden. If it's Marcus for all the games until the bye week, then they might have four wins, because they will beat Miami. Miami's not beating them. They might have four wins if it's Marcus, but if it's Jaden, I do think the ceiling is always going to be higher when number five is on the field.
Yeah, but I just don't think he's going to be on the field. Like, he was hurt from a knee injury, he missed 3 weeks, right? And now he's hurt again, and I don't see him turning around and playing in 6 days. And then, all right, 3-5, are you going to bring him back against Seattle? Are you going to bring him back against Detroit? Are you going to be 3-7 and then bring him back in Madrid? I mean, we might get to the point where he gets shut down for the season. I know people don't want to hear this, but that's how awful I feel today. I feel like we're done.
This is a Monday thing. I'm hoping by tomorrow you're feeling a little bit better. I understand what you're getting at, where if he misses so many games, like, what's the point of bringing him back? But I do feel a little bit more optimistic today than I did last night. Hamstring injuries are always tough, there's no doubt about that, but I feel a little bit more optimistic that we'll see him for more than I think most fans right now think we will.
Yeah, I just talk me into some more positivity, Denton. Talk me out of the ditch that I'm in here, because even with Jaden Daniels, well, he doesn't have any weapons to throw the ball to. And then the defense is going to give up a whole touchdown drive in 21 seconds? I mean, all right, Dallas is good. We play a lot of good teams on the schedule.
Yeah, that 20-second drive was brutal. I was at a bar, and I was just, like, slamming my head on the table. I was like, how are they actually going to give this up? I do think, though, once guys start to get healthy, Terry is a big part of this. And I don't know, I hope Terry's back this week. I'm kind of agnostic to this point as to whether or not we're, or when we're going to see Terry again. That's been arguably the most frustrating thing about this entire season. Really, from the jump, it felt like we were playing with one arm behind our back because of the Terry situation. And then once everybody is healthy, if they get healthy, the offense is still a top-tier offense. That's a big win, though. And I don't know, something schematically needs to change. Like, you got to put guys in the right position. Marshawn Lattimore, I still think, has good football. Not great football, but he has good football. He did not show it yesterday, so I know this is a bad time to be saying that I still have some sort of faith in him, but I think he's at the very least average, and we just need to get him back to average.
Yeah, I don't see that happening at all. I'm fully in favor of benching him and never having him play for the Commanders again. And as much as you feel like this offense is an elite offense, we've now seen four games in a row that they're starting with either a three and out or a drive that ends in a punt. I mean, this is not an elite offense, dude. It was last year. It's not anymore.
No, not now, but I'm still optimistic that if guys get healthy, because they didn't have this issue when Debo was there, right? Like, they just, no one can get open. And the thing with Jaden is he has to be perfect. Like, he has to be perfect in every single throw because the guys are not getting adequate separation. That's what's been really, really frustrating.
Yeah, everything's been frustrating. I don't see us scoring enough points to win games because I don't see our defense getting enough stops to win games. It's hard for me to find another win on the schedule outside of that Dolphins game. The sky is falling for me, Denton.
Well, here's the positive, then. If you think the sky is falling, that's likely going to mean that a bunch of guys get moved to the trade deadline. So at the very least, they should be getting some picks back. I know everyone's been up in arms that Adam Peters has been trading picks away. They should be moving guys. If the season is done by the time we get to the trade deadline in a couple of weeks, I expect that Duron should be moved. I expect that if you could move Marshawn Lattimore, he gets moved. Like, there's a lot of guys. Brandon Coleman hasn't played. What's the point of keeping him around if he's not going to play? I think there's a lot of guys you can move to get back some sort of draft capital. Not great draft capital, but something.
That's Denton Day. I'm Adam Epstein. We're taking a quick commercial break. It's a misery Monday for the Commanders. If you want to chime in, 833-804-0910. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
McCaffrey pops a little bit farther to the outside. Dallas Briggs four. Jaden steps up looking, pumping, surveying. Plenty of time. Loads one up down towards Jalen Lane, who makes a catch out near midfield. Jaden waited and waited and waited and found Lane open at the 49.
This is a great ad-lib play by Jalen Lane and also Jaden Daniels.
But Jaden just sitting in the pocket, buying time, and then he finds Lane down the field.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Richmond's home for the Commanders. It's a misery Monday. If you want to chime in, 833-804-0910. It's a safe space. It's just me and you talking about our favorite team. If you want to chime in, call AWOD, 833-804-0910. We keep getting teams after a loss stub, and now we get Kansas City after their best game of the season. This would be so typical of this NFL season, this year, for Washington to win and bring me back from the doom and gloom. But I feel so bad today. This is the worst I've felt on a misery Monday of the Dan Quinn era.
Yes.
It's not even that close, right? I mean, like, I get it. We got blown out by the Eagles in the conference championship. I was still on the high of being in a conference championship. And we had a couple bad defeats last year during the three-game losing streak. Nothing that felt like it was this bad. And let's get to my initial reaction to the loss from yesterday here on the Commander's Corner. Last year, this is how I feel today. Last year, the Chicago Bears game made our season. This year, it broke us. Last year's Hail Mary catch by Noah Brown turned a 5-2 team from 5-3 to 6-2 and propelled this team into a legit playoff spot. And I thought the momentum from that catch carried us all the way to the conference championship game. There's games every season that you should win and you lose. There's games every season you should lose and you win. That was one of those games. We should have lost that game because we gave up the late touchdown. We catch the Hail Mary, and I do feel like it changed the entire outcome of the season. Last week also felt like one of those games. You played well enough to win. You should have won. And then you fumbled the game away, and Jay Daniels dropped the ball, and in turn fumbled the season away. From 3-2 and a chance to be 4-2 to 3-3. Well, now we're 3-4. We just coughed away all the momentum of this season. It feels so bad. It feels so doom and gloom, and it's hard for me to find a way out of this hole with how difficult the next three games are, how bad our defense has been, and Jaden Daniels' injury. I'm pissed off today. More upset than I've been in the Dan Quinn era. And I'm not turning on Dan Quinn, but I'm really starting to sour on Joe Witt Jr. And I told Michael, I told Denton, I'm going to tell everyone right now, get your ass down from the booth or get fired. I've never liked booth coaches. It's just not. It's never been something I'm a fan of. I kind of feel like it's a bitch move. Like, oh, I'm going to hide away and get a bird's eye view rather than being on the field. Like, feel the energy on the field. Why don't you take a listen and hear conversations between players and strategize? Go to the sidelines and regroup. Like, what the hell is he doing from the booth? Besides, he's getting a bird's eye view of his team getting spanked. You're looking down from the heavens as Dallas drags us to hell in a handbasket. It's so stupid. Go down to the field and make a difference, or get fired. Marshawn Lattimore. I still hold the opinion that Adam Peters made the right move trading for him. He's another team's trash, right? And we were making a playoff push with a weak secondary. Might as well take a flyer on him. Turns out another man's trash is still our trash. He's trash. There's no way to put it. He is trash. I don't know if he's ever been good at football or if he's just talked a lot of smack and been in people's faces for his entire career and bullied them. But that was a failed move. Looking back on it, I like the decision to make the move, but it's over now. It's over. Bench him, cut him, or trade him. He cannot be our starting cornerback anymore. It's done too much damage. I don't care if the coaching staff doesn't feel like there's anybody better than him. There are guys that are younger with more potential than Marshawn Lattimore. Is the season over? You guys give us your thoughts. 833-804-0910, because it sure feels like it. It sure feels like it. We're sitting at 3-4 now, going to face off against the best team in football. And they have been for the last 8 years. And oh yeah, they're at home. And they're coming off the best game of their season. And they look awesome again. Is it even worth bringing Jaden back this week? Or this season? Or next week? Or in a month? Will there ever be a reason to bring him back this year? Will we get back to 500 ever again? I don't know. It's hard to find wins on this schedule with how bad our defense is and how many good offenses we face. Seattle scoring like 35 on everybody. Detroit can walk the ball up and down the field against people. All right, then we'll go to Madrid. Maybe we get a win. get a bye week, or we'll regroup, and then we face off against Denver, and they can score 33 points in one quarter. Minnesota. By the time we face Minnesota, I think J.J. McCarthy's going to be back. By the time we face New York, Jackson Dart's going to be more than just a rookie. He's going to be a veteran the way he's playing right now. And then we got the Eagles twice at the end of the season. And oh yeah, Dallas to smack our ass one more time. Smack us around on Christmas. Ruin my Christmas. The Grinch, Dak Prescott. That's how bad I feel today. I've never felt worse under Dan Quinn. And we'll hear from him today at 3:30. And maybe he'll give an update on Jaden Daniels and the MRI. Michael thinks that if he says we'll wait and see till Wednesday, that's good news. Because he could come out and say, yeah, it's significant. He's on IR. It's really bad. We're going to shut him down. It's not going to be good news. He was screaming in pain. And it's also the opposite leg. He's now hobbled on both legs. You really want to put him out there? Our franchise? The most important player in this franchise? And let it get worse? And then maybe it lingers into next year? I mean, just... I thought we went out to improve the offensive line. And then it feels like any time a team blitzes, they get a clean shot on Jaden Daniels. Josh Connerly's not good enough to be a starting right tackle in my mind. He's not good enough. Sam Cosmi was good. Tyler Biadasz was bad. The guard on the other side was bad. Laremy Tunsil hasn't been all what we thought he was going to be. The players are not executing. The players are not executing. To me, this is like... The one coach I'm upset with is Joe Witt Jr. But, like, offensively, I thought Cliff, even with Mariota, or even with Jaden, had a decent game plan. Just had so many drop passes. And so many runs that went nowhere. I feel like Bill is a shell of himself after the second fumble in two games. Because he every time he ran, he went nowhere. And then McNichols came in and gave us some pop. And Chris Rodriguez has some juice. But Bill just had nothing. He had nothing in that game. It was awful to watch. And so I feel terrible today. I don't see this team getting better defensively. And all right, might get healthier offensively. But how much better can we get with what seems like the worst defense in football right now? They can't stop anybody. They can't stop anybody. We had this as a game. In a perfect scenario, the defense gets off the field. The offense takes the lead to start the third quarter. Instead, they give up a touchdown drive with 45 seconds on the clock. Like, that's what defenses did when they were playing Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes. We made Dak Prescott look that good. It's so frustrating. And we couldn't even stop the run. Right? So they threw it on us for almost 300 yards. They ran it on us for 150, 400 plus yards of offense. I mean, they dominated us from start to finish. Time of possession in favor of Dallas. Oh my goodness, did we have a million penalties. We gave up more than 100. That's a touchdown. When you give up more than 100 yards worth of penalties, that is 7 points worth right there. 7 points worth. So frustrating. Want to chime in? We'd love to hear from you. 833-804-0910. 833-804-0910. You could tweet us your thoughts at AWOD Radio. I appreciate Jason tweeting me that he's listening. Jake says, AWOD, I'm with you. These past two games have been heartbreaking. It feels like last year was a fluke. I mean, it was magical. It was the greatest season of my lifetime. And it's hard to believe that that was less than 12 months ago. Because nobody looks the same, including Jaden Daniels. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.